It's another hurricane season, and right about now, residents are busy fortifying their nests against damage. This year, they're preparing with flood insurance. They've learned it's the extra layer of protection that prevents them from paying out of pocket or pouch for costly repairs. You too should trust your instincts this season. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov.
Owning a business comes with pressure. There's a limit to what I can do and still keep employees engaged. Fortunately, there's Insperity. They put 30 plus years of HR experience to work to help me with hiring, training, HR administration, and compliance, while giving my employees competitive benefit options. And because I'm able to focus on other priorities, my employees can thrive and my business can grow. With Insperity, nothing seems impossible. Insperity, HR that makes a difference.
Here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is a Signal Storm podcast.
The gateway to defeating any enemy is to take out their strength, right? This is an elementary aspect of any war, whether it be cultural, whether it be a war on the battlefield. You take out the enemy's strength and you take out your enemy. The strength of the United States of America has been and continues to be our Judeo-Christian underpinnings. It is the source of our knowledge, the source of how we view the world. It is, in essence, the foundation of Western ideals, and it's under attack. Consistent and constantly under attack by enemies of liberty and freedom. We call them the American left. Let me give you some examples, some headlines of some stories. And then we're going to have a guest on that's going to help us whittle through this to be able to push back mightily to preserve what our Judeo-Christian ethic has built. Christian school refuses to change long-held policy, excluding sexual behavior, despite alleged death threats. Now, this is a Christian school in Florida, and it's called Grace Christian School. The administrator there is Barry McKean. He sent out a memo saying, well, we will, among other things, we're going to be recognizing that males are males and females are females as God intended. We're going to go with the science, and there it is. We're not going to encourage sexual relationships outside of marriage, whether it be heterosexual or homosexual sex. We're just not going to do it. We're going to stand up for our Christian principles. And for this, they have been receiving death threats. They have asked, if you are part of the gay lifestyle, please do not come to the school. We do not reinforce those ideals here. And that's why a private Christian school exists, to stand up for Christian values. And the gay agenda, the militant gay agenda, is not part of that value set. And under the First Amendment to the United States Constitution, this school has every right to stake out that territory. The left doesn't see things that way. The left wants to kill them for their views, for their Christian views. Now, a few weeks ago, the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Department of Justice issued their condemnation of death threats to a hospital that was promoting that they help children transition as young as 3 years old, that they help children transition to a different sex. That was condemned by Christopher Wray's FBI, condemned by AG Merrick Garland's Injustice Department. But threats against this Christian school, nothing but silence, nothing but crickets. Then there's the story, K-12 teachers in Texas are urged to take this LGBTQ ABCDEFG training at taxpayers' expense. This is happening in the Austin Independent School District. If it's happening in Texas, guaranteed it's happening in your neck of the woods as well, my friends. So here's what this entails. What sex were you assigned at birth? What is your sexual orientation? What is your gender identity? These are teacher instructions to teach this kind of stuff in school. When does a person know that they are a boy or a girl? Are you a male? Are you a female? How do you know? Are you or parts of you both? How do you know? This is being done at taxpayer expense. And again, is this GovEd's job to do this? Is it GovEd's job to have your children at the age of 5 questioning whether or not a boy is a boy and a girl is a girl? It's not all bad news. Alabama, the state there, while rest of the country under leftist socialist rule inside of GovEd are consistently trying to dumb down requirements to graduate from high school, Alabama is exploring doing something different. They're going to increase the requirements so you can prove you're ready to graduate from high school. The Alabama Department of Education is looking to update its high school graduation requirements. The new requirements would ensure students are ready for their next step, whether it's higher education or going into the workforce. So they're going to raise the qualifications. They're going to raise the bar rather than doing what leftists across the fruited plain are doing, lowering the bar inside of GovEd. And then while we're still talking about education, let's go back to Texas. And inside of Texas, there is an initiative that you guys have probably heard about. It's making sure kids partake in drag queen story hour in some public libraries. You've heard that some parents are going to drag queen shows with their kids in tow. They're being marketed as family friendly. We've seen this in Dallas. Well, guess what? It's happening again in another Texas town, this time in Roanoke. Yet another establishment in Texas, writes the Texas Scorecard, is making plans to expose children to what they call family-friendly drag shows. Anderson Distillery and Grill announced their Barrel Babes Drag Brunch on August 28th. Okay? Now, these are transvestites. These are not transgendered people. These are transvestites. Let me ask you a question. Would you think it appropriate to take your child to a strip bar with scantily clad females dancing around a pole? Well, then why would it be appropriate to take your child to a drag show with scantily clad males dressed as females? Why would that be any more appropriate? I'm going to talk to our guest about this, folks. For those of you who are parents, those of you who are engaged and civic-minded, and you want to push back on this stuff, it's time to come together. I can guarantee you the other side is well-positioned and well-poised and grouping together to push this crap down our throats. Isn't it time we organize to push back against this direct attack on Western ideals and Western civilization? You got the Salcedo Storm podcast. Be right back.
And now a word from our sponsor.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
This is going to be one of those podcasts that I'm going to preface by saying if it's happening here, it's happening where you are. It's happening in the state of Texas. It is probably happening to a greater degree or even worse in your neck of the woods. Let me read again from the Texas Scorecard. The headline pretty much says it all. Roanoke restaurant poised to hold drag show for children. First it was Dallas. I'm imagining this is standard fare in Travis County in Austin. And now Roanoke, Texas. I'll read the first stanza. Yet another establishment in Texas making plans to expose children to what they call family-friendly drag show. Anderson Distillery and Grill announced their Barrel Babes Drag Brunch August 28th in an advertisement that emphatically notes all ages are welcome. Family-friendly drag show. It is far from that, as the previous caller, who was an atheist, denoted, it's kind of perverted. And it's a celebration of perversion by the other side that I believe has identified a strength for propriety, for the United States, for the Constitution, and they're attacking it with zeal. You take away people's faith, you take away their aspirations to be better, and you bury them in this mire of debauchery, and you've gone several steps into taking down the United States of America, which has been Barack Hussein Obama's goal, even in his third term, courtesy of Beijing Biden. Let me get out to Chris Hopper. He's the president of the Texas Family Project. He was a pastor for 20 years. He was dedicated to saving souls, friends, not being politically involved in the happenings of what was happening here in Texas. Now he travels the Lone Star State, waking people up to the fact that slick-talking politicians are not the answer to our problems, but an army of engaged parents is the answer. Mr. Hopper, glad you made it here to the Salcedo Storm podcast.
Chris, thank you for having me on this morning.
Pleasure's all mine, sir. So, as I said, first we got Dallas, then we've got Roanoke, and this marketing of what they call transgenderism, but it's not. It's just transvestites. You've got a bunch of people, men dressing up as females, and that's really what this is, and they're marketing it as a family celebration. Your reaction?
Well, your previous caller nailed it when he said it's perverted. These are a bunch of grown, perverted men who are attempting to sexualize kids. And what you just said a while ago was a perfect encapsulation, a mire of debauchery. Some of the catchphrases for these shows, like the one in Dallas, Chris, is this: we want to drag the kids to pride. And we reached out to Comptroller last month and caused a ruckus, and he put pressure and is investigating the Dallas bar. And this is no different with Anderson Distillery and Grill. They have four drag queens who are full-grown men who will dress up in raunchy clothing, who will be absolutely perverted and flamboyant, and they are advertising this is for all audiences. And we put pressure on them as well, and they did take off for all ages from the website, but Chris, we have confirmed this is still absolutely for all ages, and they are promoting it as such.
Wow. There are stories out there about some of these individuals teaching children how to pole dance. You know, we can't teach them reading, writing, and arithmetic and the sciences, but we can teach the kids to pole dance, and that's supposed to make their lives better. When you see stories like that, what is your reaction?
Well, my reaction is consistent with the parents across the Lone Star State here in Texas. My reaction is that it's absolutely disgusting. A poll was sent out on the 15th of August, and the question was asked, do you believe that bars which allow drag queen performances should be forced to register as sexually oriented businesses? And 66% of parents in Texas said absolutely. It is disgusting. It's sexualizing children, and this is the time to take a stand and fight.
Yeah, the pole dancing incident took place in Pennsylvania, and it was featured by Libs of TikTok, which is why Libs of TikTok are being thrown off of left-wing social media, because all they do is they highlight what the American left is doing, and they would rather do this under the cloak of anonymity, frankly. Let me ask you a question about scantily clad individuals. Does anybody believe it would be appropriate to take a child, regardless of sex, to a traditional strip club or a traditional club where, let's just say for argument's sake, females are scantily clad and dancing around? Would that be an appropriate venue for a child?
Well, Chris, I would like to say that would be deemed inappropriate by the moral compass that's been driving this state for decades. But I kind of think that the far liberal left have taken that moral compass and tossed it on the ground and smashed it with their tennis shoes, because we have lost our way. And anyone who sees the pictures, which you can see them on Texas Scorecard and other places, mm-hmm. anyone who sees the pictures of the young children, 3 and 4 years of age, putting dollar bills into the panties of a grown man in full drag, that ought to upset even the most liberal among our people.
I have, by the way, folks, we're talking with Chris Hopper. He's the president of the Texas Family Project, something he never thought he'd be doing. But an army of angry parents are what is needed to prompt change. Why do you think, I have my own theories, but I'm interested to hear what yours are. Why do you think the left is so hell-bent on targeting our children with this type of crap?
Well, they've been incrementally over the decades been testing the waters, if you will, lowering ratings on certain movies, allowing the sexualization of kids into curriculum, into books, into the library. And now they're doing the quiet things out in public. They're, like you said, they're offering pole dancing classes for kids. They're having drag shows that their main goal is to drag kids into pride. They're offering these drag shows as a family-friendly option for the Texas family. I simply believe it is the underlying theme is subversive, and I believe their goal, I hate to say it, Chris, is to sexualize children at younger ages every year, and that to me is grotesque.
It is absolutely grotesque, and let me tell you about something else libs of TikTok is exposing. You've got these so-called educated people changing the name of pedophile, because this is what left-wing Democrats do. They change the name pedophile and they call them minor attracted persons. In an effort to normalize or sterilize the debauchery that they're undertaking in. And this is where it all begins. This is where critical race theory began. This is where the LGBTQ, ABCD, EFG, cultural Marxism began. It starts in so-called academia, where they rationalize the most sick and disgusting practices. And they change the name from pedophile to minor attracted person. Mr. Hopper, your impression of what these deviants are doing.
Well, the fact that they are trying to protect a class of people who would prey on children for sexual purposes makes me wonder if we've just walked out of episode 2 of Idiocracy. The bottom line is there are grown human beings in our society who should be locked away, or worse, we'll leave the or worse for folks' imaginations. And now they're protecting this class of people, calling them, as you have stated, minor attracted persons, taking away the stigma that pedophile brings with it. And I think it goes back to the previous statement. This is all an attempt to sexualize children, dare we say groom children, to becoming more and more okay with these sexual concepts at really young ages. And it's why a lot of parents, I mean thousands of families this year, did not enroll their kids in public schools because of the sexualization of kids. A lot of parents are calling these locations by the hundreds to complain about the sexualization of kids. We see it. It's obvious. Parents are waking up, and there is something brewing here in Texas, Chris.
I believe you're right, and that brings me, you took me right where I wanted to go. I believe the worst mistake our nation made was allowing the government to educate our children. If any politician out there opposes parental school choice, given everything that we've been outlining, including the LGBTQ, ABCDEFG cultural Marxism intent of the current GovEd structure. If any politician opposes parental school choice, are they a friend to parents in your view?
They are not only not a friend to the parents of Texas, but they are absolutely swimming against the stream of what the parents of Texas are saying. A poll was released also on the 15th by Defend Texas Liberty, and the question was asked, should parents have the right to select schools, whether public or private, for their children, and should funding follow the students? And almost 80% of the parents said absolutely.
Absolutely. As a matter, there's a poll in the Democrat Morning News that actually says 59% of Democrats, 57% of independents, and 69% of Republicans in the state of Texas say school choice, parental school choice, is a must. 78% in the Latino community, regardless of political affiliation, they say the parents ought to determine where the child goes and the money ought to follow the child. The only people who don't care to wake up to this elementary fact of who's really in charge, Mr. Hopper, are these small towns, small counties, small district Republicans who know that that all the perversion, they know all the falling down GovEd is doing and not teaching our children properly. They know that this is a failed institution, yet they want to continue to consign our children to this failure because they look at GovEd as an adult jobs program. To those Republicans, and we're working on getting names of those Republicans so we can name them in the next session, what would be your message to those Republicans who are willing to sacrifice our children's future on this altar of an adult jobs program that GovEd has descended into?
You described it perfectly, Chris. And I would say to every House rep and state senator who is not prepared to take a stand for the family on these cultural issues, who are not prepared to take a stand for the families in regards to school choice, they will have a short-lived career down at Austin, and parents are fed up with it. Listen, I have a list of 1,000 books in public schools across Texas that contain some of the most vulgar atrocities ever put into binding, and they're accessible to elementary school students. And there are House reps in our state who are absolutely okay with this, and they weave it into the conversation of this is how things have been, this is how they should remain. But thank the Lord for men like Brian Slayton and Briscoe Cain who are speaking up and stepping out and taking arrows for their stance against this sexualization of children.
Now, you're primarily focused on Texas, but this program is heard around the country in the various states, like the People's Republic of California, where they've already abandoned their children. They've already abandoned parental rights. Places like New York, where they've already stabbed parents in the back and they've already abandoned children. What would be your message to the rest of the country and the parents around the rest of the country if you could talk to them?
Well, if I could talk to the audience around the country, first of all, here in Texas, I would say that Texas Family Project is here locally fighting on behalf of the families. You can follow us at Family Project TX on Twitter. But I would say on a broad spectrum, there are some fantastic organizations who are absolutely taking a stand for the family in impressive ways. The American Principles Project is a national organization who is doing just that. But it's absolutely something that's not self-contained within Texas, but it's a scary angle. But the truth is this, Chris, these terrible things happening in New York and California will find themselves creeping into the landscape of Texas schools and Texas families if we do not stand and fight.
Amen to that. All right, so give the website that folks can find your organization. You gave the Twitter handle. Do you have a website too?
Yeah, they can find us at TexasFamilyProject.com. We want to encourage them to sign the pledge, get their hands dirty with us, join the fight, and we would love their support.
Mr. Hopper, you're, well, literally doing God's work out there and standing up and actually representing the parents when, sadly, universally, every socialist Democrat has betrayed parents and an alarming number of Republicans have betrayed parents out there. So we really appreciate your efforts, sir.
You know, Chris, as always, and for the last several years, thank you for being a voice of reason. We couldn't do it without you.
Kind words there, Mr. Hopper. And you know, I got to say the same about all of you. We can't do what we do on the Salcedo Storm podcast without you in getting involved. There's something that I think you all should remember. We outnumber them. Those of us who have a mindset toward saving this last best hope for mankind rather than destroying it, we outnumber, by definition, the minority in this country. The statists, the leftists, the communists, the socialists, by definition, they are the minority. And we ought to recognize our strength and not let them rob it from us. All right, folks, couple of websites I want you to consider. First off, TexasScorecard.com. Check out the latest and greatest in Texas news that could be impacting the entire country, depending on what type of news is going on there. Plus, ChrisSalcedo.com. That's where you find the Chris Salcedo Show on AM 700 KSEV. There's an app for that, so you can hear us all over the country. Plus, find us on Newsmax, 4 o'clock in the afternoon until 5 o'clock every afternoon, Monday through Friday, always at home on the Salcedo Storm podcast. And while you're at ChrisSalcedo.com, Make sure you drop me an email, drop me a voicemail. Let me know how you like things here on the podcast. Or if you want to book me for a speech, you can also do that there. Till we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government, but rather how much power is reserved for you and me, we the people. See ya.
It's another hurricane season, and right about now, residents are busy fortifying their nests against damage. This year, they're preparing with flood insurance. They've learned it's the extra layer of protection that prevents them from paying out-of-pocket or pouch for costly repairs. You too should trust your instincts this season. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov.